All right, so we have a message from Florida Governor Rick Scott. He says, thanks, but no thanks. Don't really need $2 billion in federal funds. That money was supposed to create a high-speed rail line between Orlando and Tampa. Here's what Governor Rick Scott said yesterday during a press conference.
Let us never forget, whether it is Washington or Tallahassee, government has no resources of its own. Government can only give to us what is previously taken from us. That is why today I'm announcing my decision to reject the Obama administration's plan to partially fund the costly Tampa to Orlando high-speed rail project.
This was arguably the marquee project for the president's much larger plan to provide access to high-speed rail for 80% of Americans within 25 years. Joining us now is Andrea Bernstein, Director of Transportation Nation. It's a public radio project produced by our flagship station, WNYC Radio. Andrea, is it accurate to say that Florida project was the marquee project?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this is really a devastating blow for the Obama high-speed rail program. Obama went to Tampa to say we're doing high-speed rail. He put it in his State of the Union 2 years in a row. As a matter of fact, last week, the vice president went to Philadelphia to say we're going to put $53 billion into high-speed rail. It was the only part of the federal budget that they released beforehand. And Florida, unlike some of these other states that we've been talking about, Wisconsin, Ohio, those governors sent their money back, but they were just sort of track upgrades compared to this. This was going to be the system that went through Disney World. And even though there was a lot of criticism of the line itself because it was relatively short, it had a lot of stops. Neither Orlando nor Tampa has a real sort of downtown with a transit system that can funnel people in. There was this hope among supporters of high-speed rail that all kinds of people were going to come to Disney World where it was going to stop and see high-speed rail and go back to the districts and say we want it. And it was supposed to be done in 4 years. Now, none of that will happen. The next closest system is in California, which is at least a decade, maybe decades from completion.
All right. Also joining us is Mark Simpson, host and producer for WMFE in Orlando, Florida, which is a partner station with Transportation Nation. Mark, is this what happens when you get a new governor in office?
Well, definitely. People are still trying to find out where exactly Rick Scott, the new governor, stands on a variety of positions. He's only been in office since January. Now, readers of the tea leaves might have been able to anticipate this was coming. Last week, Governor Scott was speaking with Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who also rejected high-speed rail money. So you might have been able to anticipate this was going to be coming up soon. But still, it really did rock the Florida political establishment. But I wonder, though, whether or not it really is dead, because we've already got U.S. Senator Bill Nelson and Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood working on just finding out if there is a legal workaround to still do this project without state participation.
Well, Andrea, you actually spoke with a number of people in Florida when you visited the state and talked to them about whether or not they were excited about the rail, their kind of doubts about the rail. And you spoke with one guy, Sadiqa Mukadam, in particular. I wonder if you would kind of tell us what his opinion
is. Yeah, sure. I mean, I actually went down to talk to people before the election about their feelings about both the election in general and also in specifically in Hillsborough County in Florida. There was a measure on the ballot to have a sales tax to contribute to a new light rail system there and sort of a local commuter rail. And one of the people I spoke to just gave me this broad picture of the Florida economy, which, as you know, was just booming for so long. And this is a gentleman who had started to work on the ships during World War II in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and always found work in the state of Florida. And in the last year, he lost his job, he lost his house, he lost his car. He said to me, even my dog died. And so I said to him, well, what about the bullet train? Is that going to help? Here's what he said.
I hope you find something.
Well, I need to.
Maybe if they build the bullet train.
Yeah, but that right there will give me work. You know, because then I fall, you know, in that category, you know, or messing with iron, you know, steel or whatever.
So was the rail project in Florida seen as something that was too expensive for the state, or did they agree with Sadiqa Mukadam there that it could have brought jobs?
Well, I mean, clearly there's a huge split. And one of the interesting things is that John Micah, who's now the new chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, is from this district, and he's been kind of lukewarm on this project. He's been saying, well, I don't know about it, really. We should be putting resources into the Northeast Corridor. That's a much more heavily used line. But even he yesterday was saying, I don't know, this was going one step too far. Unlike some of the projects, like the New Jersey Transit project we've talked about, I mean, this one had almost all the funding in place, and heads of huge construction companies told me, called me in to tell me, like the head of Skanska USA, one of the big ones, to say, we really want to do this. We'll assume the risk. Let us finish the building. So well, the clip that we heard of Rick Scott where he was saying, you know, I don't know about government doing things. It sounds like it's more of a sort of ideological belief on his part than a sense of well, we really couldn't find the money.
Let's test that out with Mark Simpson, a host and producer for WMFE in Orlando, Florida. Mark, is this the view of the Floridians that Rick Scott is kind of playing out his own philosophical beliefs, not necessarily going with the wills of the public?
Certainly, because Rick Scott has kind of seen his base become the Tea Party in Florida. When he unveiled his budget just a few weeks ago, he didn't do it in the capital, Tallahassee, where all the establishment legislators could come in and hear this budget announcement. Instead, he went to a small town north of Orlando with a handpicked crowd of Tea Party supporters to unveil the budget, kind of disavowing the Republican establishment that's been ruling in Florida now for a good long time. And so it really is a question as to what is Rick Scott really going to do. And speaking to the point about John Mica being iffy on the high-speed rail project, this is part of a two-leg plan. Eventually, they wanted to have a line going from Orlando down to Miami. That could have generated a larger ridership, many people think. And so it was just getting a foot in the door between Orlando and Tampa that would allow this system to maybe expand in Florida.
Well, that foot has been taken out of the door now, hasn't it, Mark? That's Mark Simpson, host and producer for WMFE in Orlando, Florida, a partner station with Transportation Nation. And we have the director of Transportation Nation with us as well, Andrea Bernstein. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.